This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now on Past and Present, Dr. Jay Price says we need to look at one aspect of our city a little differently.
There's a lot of conversation these days about keeping young people in Wichita. While well-meaning, these sentiments miss a critical feature. Many local kids grow up to do well in their own community, but many others move away. That is true for all cities, not just Wichita. Instead, an important element of urban dynamism comes from a regular influx of new young adults. Wichita's story bears this out. One early pioneer recalled that in the 1860s and 1870s, nearly everybody was young, at least not over middle age, and the gray-headed man was almost none. The cowboys up the Chisholm Trail were often in their teens and twenties. The first Lebanese entrepreneurs were young men seeking to establish peddling routes. The aviation boom of the 1920s brought in recent veterans of World War I, like Walter Beach, and young women like Olive Ann Mellor, later Olive Ann Beach, who were looking for their own new opportunities. World War II brought thousands of young workers to assemble aircraft. More recently, young immigrants from Southeast Asia and Mexico have arrived to establish their own presence here. Don't try to make Wichita a place where young adults want to stay. Instead, we need to work on being a place that attracts young adults from other places. Then, maybe our local sons and daughters will also find it a hospitable place to put down roots. For KMUW, I'm Jay Price.